two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Attention. This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Attention. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
They're all very long. They're all very fast. Obviously, D'Lo, Caleb. They're stud guys. The safeties are studs. The secondary, they're legit. And they have a ton of experience under the belt. I feel like they've all played at least for four plus years now. So, yeah, this secondary is top-notch of BYU.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Unrivaled continues, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. G2G Bars. Have you had them yet? In your grocer's refrigerated section. And if they don't have them, tell them you want them. But they're at all the Associated Foods. You can find them in Maverick as well. They're so dang good. Plenty of protein. Perfect for anybody who needs that quick, tasty, nutritious boost.
Love them.
Scott, here's what we got here. You just heard Isaac Rex coming back from the break here. And Isaac Rex is one of those guys. He's talking about how awesome the defense is right now. I don't think anybody's talking about whether or not the linebackers at BYU are in question, or even like the secondary right now. I think they're as deep at in the secondary as they've been in a long time. A lot of health issues have been resolved, and you've got some good dudes in that secondary. The defensive line is one of those places where I think we're all kind of wondering about it. And I think that BYU's defense. I think people are freaking out about that defensive line. I don't think they need to right now. I think there are enough guys there. And if I'm BYU, I'd sandbag it and go, yeah, we still need a lot of help. We're still trying to work all these guys in and getting all these dudes rotating in. And I think they're in a better spot than people are giving them credit for. But Isaac Rex is one of those guys that we've been wondering about. So let's start there with how – and this is today. This is right after practice today at fall camp down in Provo. This is him talking about that ankle – and that horrific injury that he suffered against USC in that final regular season game. This was what he said about where he is recovery-wise.
It's a growing experience. I probably trust it like 80% here and there. I can't really jump off it, if that makes sense. Like, I can't really jump just purely off my right ankle yet. But running feels great. Running feels great. Breaking, cutting feels really good. Blocking feels good, so... it's just kind of that right foot jump is a little hesitant time, so, but it's getting there.
That's scary to me.
Yeah,
if you can't jump off your right foot.
Yeah.
That's like, that sounds like a major issue to me.
Why would you want to risk it? 75%
to me, or less.
When he said it was 85%, the thing what did you say, 80%?
80%.
Yeah, 80%. He told us like 85 maybe at media day.
Yeah.
I think because it, like, really, how do you know, oh yeah, I'm 85%. Like that. It's so subjective, but also on top of it, I don't want a guy out there who could risk being injured again. This guy has – Isaac Rex has an NFL future that he could be putting in. I know he wants to play. I know these kids want to play. But do you force it? You know, I mean, and you got to balance it as coaches and go, hey, man, we're not just going to let you just go right out there and just start playing. We're not going to do it. At what point do you intervene and just go, we're not playing you, man? Like, I know you want to play right now, but here's what he had to say about that. He's like, yeah, full recovery and where that kind of timeline is. I don't know when we're going to see Isaac Rex back in the lineup for BYU, but I hope it is as long as it takes for him to get 100%. And here's what he had to say about it.
About a year till my ankle be like 100% exactly like my left. So I'm going to play through this, obviously, like any hurt guy would. You know, I'm going to push through it. My ankle may not be 100% till the 12th game or till the bowl game, but who cares? I'm out here playing and I'm having a good time. So,
all right. So well, maybe that's
who cares is everyone should care, because when he says I can't jump off of my foot, when you're blocking a guy, it's like you're jumping. I mean, you're putting a lot of
more force,
you know, into the ground, and there's a lot of stress on that foot. So if you're not 100%, you can't really block your guy. You know, that hurts all the people around you.
Yeah.
It could hurt your quarterback. It could hurt your running back.
Well, then you heard the time frame there.
Right.
Oh, no, He's talking about not even game, maybe game 12, maybe the bowl game.
Well, you were bringing it up earlier. You're like, you know, how do you play in this situation? It's like, okay, you can tough it up, and sometimes they shoot it up so that you can actually play. Of course, they typically do that when you're in the pros. But you're right, Alex. I can't see much of a scenario that tells me, yeah, this guy should be playing right now. And, you know, there's this, you know, chivalry, you know, this toughness, this. But there's also smartness, you know, where he has his whole life. He potentially has a professional career ahead of him, and he needs to kind of think a little bit about all of that. Aside from, you know, you're in some regards, it's being kind of selfish because you're not the best person out there on the field to help your team, and you could end up hurting other people because you're not at 100%.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Here's what he had to say about the amount that the coaches are, I think they're being smart about being cautious about his reps, and he's not going to get the same type of live reps that other people are going to be getting. But, you know, it's part of the rehab process. Here's what he said about where the coaches are at with that.
Yeah, it's more of a tolerance thing, but I've had some days off where I probably couldn't go just because my ankle's a little too sore, and the coach has been really lenient and cool with me on that. So they've understood what the injury is, and they've slowly worked me into drills and team. But yeah, I've been going and I've been feeling good. So
yeah, I mean, the coaching staff is they're smart. They're not
sure
going to put a guy
in.
It's,
they are. I just have to envision in my mind, because I watched him walk and I'm like, whoo, that does not look healthy when we were at the media.
He's definitely had a noticeable limp. Yeah,
and I can only imagine him going out full speed trying to get open in a passing route. And as a quarterback, you're like,
how about the part where you want
probably not going to throw the ball to him, because, like, I don't even know if he's going to get open. I don't even know if he can come out of a break. I don't know.
Just trusting the guy to chip a guy on a block, and you don't even know if that's going to be able to do it 100%.
I mean, if he can't do it, it's going to show up, and then he's not going to be out there. But
I think what you're seeing here is that that time frame for his return, I think, is a lot further out than we probably anticipated at the beginning. We were hopeful, right, at media day. We're like, so you're going to be good to go for the season? Oh, yeah. But I think that it just is one of those injuries that they go, I mean, you heard him say it was like a year or two until a full recovery. Well, then give yourself that year or two, because you want to get to the NFL. I mean, the number one goal for these guys, especially a guy like Isaac Rex, who has the ability to be able to get there, Don't get worried about the fact that, you know, Dallin Holker and some of these guys are going to be playing tight end and you're not going to be in there yet. Wait till you get to 100%. I know these guys are chomping a bit to get in. So
the other side of it, too, is, you know, for fine, early on in camp, because camp's long, get reps, kind of ease yourself into it. But there comes a point when they got to have the guys that are going to be playing in there getting the reps as the fall camp goes on. And so, you know, if you're not going to be 100%, you're not going to be able to go. You may not get reps as this thing goes on because it's not helping the team trying to work a guy in who may not be healthy for an entire year. I'd be surprised if Isaac Rex plays into what's happening at BYU this year. Actually listening to all this and thinking through this.
If you're not going to be playing game 12 or until the bowl game, I think that the coaches just have to plan everything around you right now, and it's a bonus if you can come back.
And you can still have a redshirt, right?
Oh, medical redshirt for sure.
A medical redshirt at any point during the season, or is it within the first four games?
I don't know.
Like a redshirt, like if you only play less than four games, you can still redshirt. Right?
I mean,
is that for anybody? It's not for like just freshmen your first year.
No, that's right.
It's anybody. As long as you have a redshirt.
Right. If you haven't used a redshirt, then So.
And a gray shirt is.
It's a different color.
That's that's all about medical and
academics.
Academics.
Yeah.
What, you're too smart?
Not smart enough? I think that
I could have got a lot of those years. Where was this when I was in school? I could have been gray shirted.
That's the thing. Is that
you get a sweater for that? Like a Letterman sweater?
No, the way I've always understood it is, you can't be on scholarship. You cannot play, and you cannot even practice.
Oh.
You wait an extra semester basically to become a full-time student. But you can be part of the team like in lifts and things like that. But you're technically like you're not a full-time student. Like that's the whole point. You're not taking enough. Like so that's part of it. I think there's all sorts of colors.
Is that by choice?
No, I think that most of the time, if guys like are trying to figure stuff out, then they get gray-shirted because it's like, hey, we haven't had this. So the benefit to that is going, let's put your scholarship on pause.
Got it.
Until we.
As opposed to once that clock starts ticking,
right,
it doesn't stop.
And then we can also use your scholarship that year for somebody else. There's a blue shirt, too. I mean, you got red shirt, right? You can be on scholarship, but you can't play more than those four games.
Right.
And you can practice too. And the blue shirt is somebody that is not formally recruited but they're put on scholarship at the start of their freshman year. Start of freshman practices. So you can practice, you can play, you can be on scholarship, but you can't play in games. I'm trying to find too, because I'm pretty sure there's a green shirt. Yeah, those are the early enrollees.
Those are the guys that don't go to prom.
They go to prom, but it's but they're in college now.
Well, they go to prom with two dates.
The Zach Wilson model. Yeah. I love it. Okay, here's what we got going on here. I got Elisa Tuiaki, the defensive coordinator for BYU, talking about how ready this defense is for the season. Also, take a listen to what he said today after practice.
Feel really good, actually, and now it's just this refining, you know, retuning, just making sure the packages are in the right place. But the guys that we got back that were not healthy are playing at a high level right now, and so when that first team defense is on the field, and I mean, I feel like it's a really, really good defense, and so keeping those guys healthy and keeping them moving, I think is what we're trying to do here, and just make sure that we're getting all the practice that we need to get better, and keeping everybody healthy.
BYU's depth on offense feels like it's already a Big 12 depth situation. I think the biggest thing about the defense is that's what you keep hearing out of camp too, is, man, the ones on defense look sharp. The problem is the fall off from the ones to the twos can be pretty drastic at some of these positions. I think that's the difference right now, is that BYU's in a really, really good spot offensively because they haven't been this healthy and deep in a long time. That's when we hear Kalani Sitake, when he's talking about we are ahead of what we've seen in years past, it's because they have the most depth they've probably have in years past as well. I mean, they're already seeing those benefits of the recruiting. It's already been a couple of years of that, right? I think that the bump that they got after the COVID year, the bump or during Zach Wilson's year, final year. I think that all those things have played into the fact that BYU now has more depth on offense than they've ever had. I think the defense is lagging behind on that. I guarantee the ones are really good.
So how they play their style of defense, where they have three down linemen, five linebackers typically, and they kind of have a hybrid like safety guy, that actually helps you with depth. Because if you can flip from a three to a four-man line, you're going to save linemen throughout the year.
Sure.
And the same thing with your linebackers.
And their linebackers are deep. And so if
you can
go
four linebackers to two, and then a hybrid guy and a safety, and have that kind of variation, I think it's where defenses are headed, quite frankly, because so many of these teams are spread offenses, and you got to have that versatility. You got to be able to cover in space and cover teams that are, you know, spread out and whatever, but still be able to handle the run. And so I like the style. I like the philosophy of the defense. In fact, you saw that from Utah a year ago, because traditionally Utah's four down line, two lineback, you know, that's just kind of their deal. And you started to see some of that variation. So I like what BYU does defensively, and I think it actually adds to the health and the depth that they're trying to get, because I believe depth is the name of the game in college.
Let's take another break here. When we come back, we have more to go. We have our what are the odds around the corner as well. You don't want to miss. Summer's here. Does your home need that new look? RGS Exteriors and Construction can give you that look with stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding, whatever you need. Get that new look for this year by giving them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. RGS Exteriors and Construction. Will come back with our What Are the Odds Around the Corner. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.